Inheritance. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the American Legion, presents a story out of that great composite of visions, struggles, and victories of the American past. Our Inheritance. Yes, we Americans are heirs to a vast fortune, a fortune compounded of many things. Of the great sea victories of old Ironsides. A tattered army shivering through the winter at Valley Forge. The voice of a great bell proclaiming liberty. And a brave band fighting hopeless odds at the Alamo. Let us now go back to a significant chapter in America's history, one which we all share in our inheritance. This is a tribute to the Texas Rangers, whose role in American history began when Texas was still a part of Mexico. Through the years and after Texas became one of the United States, the Rangers won enduring fame for their skill in handling Indian disturbances, in capturing outlaws, and in bringing cattle rustlers to justice. Tonight we tell of the special force of Texas Rangers. The story is typical of the exceptional bravery and cool courage which these Rangers have given us as a part of our inheritance. In 1874, in his office at Austin, Texas, Governor Davis is interrupted by his private secretary.
Excuse me, Governor. There's a Mr. L.H. McNally to see you. Something about the special force of Rangers.
Oh, yes, Hutchins. I'm hoping he'll head it.
Head the force, sir? But who ever heard of this McNally?
I have, Mr. Hutchins. And during the late war, so did several thousand Union soldiers, to their regret.
This McNally was on the Confederate side?
He was. And a braver man or a finer soldier you'll never find.
But, Governor, the Texas Rangers are different from regular soldiers.
You're right, Hutchins. And this McNally is no ordinary soldier. He's an expert in guerrilla warfare, a brave and a resourceful man. Now, please show him in.
Yes, sir.
The governor will see you, Mr. McNally.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. McNally. Please sit down.
Thank you, Governor.
Now, I'll come right to the point, Mr. McNally. As you undoubtedly have heard, along the Rio Grande, there's a lot of cattle rustling going on. The outlaws cross the river, steal a herd of cattle, and escape across the Rio Grande into Mexico. This must be stopped.
Sir, can't the U.S. troops do the job?
Unfortunately, no. Negotiations are underway between the American and Mexican governments to permit U.S. soldiers to follow rustlers into Mexico. But in the meantime, our ranchers are losing thousands of head of cattle each year. The state of Texas must take action. Now, I propose to create a special force of Texas Rangers.
A special force? Why not use the Frontier Battalion of the Rangers?
The Frontier Battalion has too much to do now. They have a full-time job maintaining law and order throughout the state. Now, the main job, and at the start, the sole job of this special force, will be to stop those cattle rustlers from across the Rio Grande.
I see.
Mr. McNally, I want you to head that special force.
But I'm a Democrat, Governor. While you're a Republican.
I'm not looking for a politician, but a soldier and a brave man. My experience on the other side of the lines from you convinces me that you are the man for the job.
Thank you, sir.
Will you take the assignment?
But, Governor, I've just been married.
Your wife can accompany you.
I know,
and
but,
you can pick your own men.
Well, very well, sir. I accept.
Thank you, Captain McNally. I'm sure your special force will be a credit to the Texas Rangers.
Captain McNally carefully selected the 30 men who were to be in his command. Some were former Rangers. All were chosen for their courage, resourcefulness, and expert handling of carbine and revolver. Sent to its station on the river not far from Rio Grande City, the special force settled down, alert and ready for action. But the cattle rustlers lay low. Captain McNally's bride soon adapted herself to the hardships of the frontier.
Breakfast's about ready, dear.
Morning, Lucy. And how's my frontier bride?
Oh, just fine. I'm getting to like it here.
You don't mind this Dobie house?
Well, it's a little different from our home in Austin, but I don't mind.
Ah, that coffee smells good.
Oh, next time any of the men go into Rio Grande City, have them bring back some eggs. These are the last three in the house.
Your wish is our command, Lucy. I've only to mention we need eggs, and the whole special force will be glad to gallop into town and back again.
Oh.
It would give them something to do.
Oh, are the men restless?
Very much so. In the months we've been down here, there's been almost nothing for them to do. Patrols and camp routine can get very monotonous for men who want action.
I know.
You hear something?
Yes. Why, there's a rider coming down the road. He's turning in here.
Well, sounds like that horse has been run hard. Hello out there.
You Captain McNally?
That's right.
Major Moreland, Fort Ringgold, got this message for you.
Thank you. Raiders last night crossed Rio Grande with herd of stolen cattle at point near Las Cuevas. Ranch of notorious rustler Juan Flores. He will take appropriate action promptly. It's signed by His Excellency, the Governor. Las Cuevas. Well, that's about across the river from Fort Ringgold.
That's right, Captain.
Sergeant. Sergeant Duncan.
Yes, sir.
Come here at once.
Yes, Captain?
How many men in camp, Sergeant?
11, sir. The others are out on patrol.
We'll need all the men for this job. Send Corporal Bland after the patrol. Have him bring them back as fast as possible.
Yes, sir.
You'll take charge and move with all possible speed through Rio Grande City and on to Fort Ringgold. I shall wait for you there. Issue every man 10 days' rations and plenty of ammunition.
Yes, sir. Kind of sounds like there's some excitement due.
There is, Sergeant. Very definitely there is. Have Ginger saddle right away.
Yes, sir.
Dear, you will be careful.
Oh, of course, my dear. Now, don't worry. We'll get these cattle back, and no rustler's going to stop us.
Please take care.
Don't worry, Lucy. Come on, man. Let's get over to the stable. I'll ride back to Rio Grande City.
Yes, sir.
Hold there.
Captain McNally, Special Force of Texas Rangers.
Oh, hello, Captain McNally.
Is Major Moreland on the post?
Yes, sir. Just saw him going over to headquarters.
Well, thanks, Sentry.
You're welcome, Captain.
Come in.
Major Moreland.
Come in, Captain McNally. It's good to see you. Have a chair.
Thank you, Major.
What can I do for you, Captain?
I'd like your support, sir.
Support? For what?
For that telegram you relayed to me. The governor has ordered me to take appropriate action against cattle thieves who drove a herd of longhorns across the Rio Grande last night.
The squadron officers and I have been discussing that problem.
You've been debating whether to uphold law and order?
We have been discussing the wisdom of crossing the Rio Grande.
Well, Major, if you want someone to take the lead, I'll be glad to do so as soon as my rangers get here.
Mm-hmm. And how many men do you have, Captain?
30.
30 men. Why, that's a mere handful.
These are Texas rangers, sir. They can give an excellent account of themselves.
I don't doubt it, but 30 men.
True, not the best odds, Major.
You're right, they're not. Well, will you join me for dinner, or do you wish to wait for your meeting?
Well, they can't reach here before nightfall. I'll be glad to have dinner with you, Major.
Good, Captain. I think you'll find our mess quite excellent.
Oh, boy, whoa.
Sergeant Duncan is the name, Sentry. In charge of Special Force Texas Rangers.
Dismount, be recognized. All right, Sergeant. Captain Natalie's at headquarters that way, please.
Thanks.
Come in.
Sergeant Duncan reporting, Captain.
Good evening, Sergeant. Major Morland, this is my orderly, Sergeant.
How do you do?
Glad to know you, Major. Captain, the men haven't had no chance to eat since morning. It's all right if we take time for chow.
By all means, Sergeant.
How are the men?
Fine, sir. Tired, but ready for anything. Any orders, sir?
Well, the governor wants us to get back some stolen cattle.
Where are the cattle, Captain?
On the other side of the Rio Grande in Mexico.
As soon as we've had chow, we'll be ready, sir.
Well, it's 9 o'clock now. If the men want to go ahead tonight, tell them we'll start across the river at 1 a.m.
Yes, sir. With a few hours' rest and some food, I reckon the men and horses will be as good as new.
I think your expedition into Mexico is dangerous, Captain McNally. How do you know how many men you'll be facing?
Well, we don't, and we won't know until we face them. It's a chance we have to take. Rangers seldom worry about the number of the enemy. Sure you won't join us, Major Morland?
I can't. I must have explicit orders. We can only offer to cover your return and to try to rescue you if you're besieged.
Thank you, Major. Come on, Duncan. Let's see that the men get some food.
It's 1 o'clock, Captain. Shall we move out?
Yes, Sergeant. Tell the men to move quietly. There's no moon tonight, but the rustlers may have posted guards.
All right, men. Mount up. Keep quiet. Don't look too good, Captain. River's awful boggy around here.
I think we can make it, Sergeant. Now just take it easy and quiet as possible.
Yes, sir.
We're across all right, Sergeant.
Yes, Captain, but look at that bank there. It's nigh on to impossible to get the horses up there.
Yeah, you're right. And we can't afford the time to find an easier slope. We leave the horses here and go ahead on foot.
On foot, Captain? It's a mighty long walk to the Juan Flores Ranch.
No, not more than 5 miles or so. But we must be there by daybreak. We've got to have surprise in our favor.
Yes, sir. All right, men. Leave your mounts. We go the rest of the way on foot. Corporal Bland?
Yes, Sergeant.
Take charge of the horses. Have them ready for our return.
Okay, Sergeant. If there's any excitement, I don't want to be left out.
You're going to stay with the horses, Bland.
Okay for now. But you'd better send the men to relieve me if things get exciting.
All right, see what can be done.
Sergeant Duncan, take an advance detail of 10 men. Have them spread out as skirmishers, about a dozen yards between men. Have them move forward with utmost caution. Now, if they encounter any pickets, try to take them prisoners. But if they attempt an outcry...
Yes, then, sir, I get you. We passed the Cuchara Ranch, Captain. Las Cuevas is just ahead.
Good. It's starting to get light. Get the men together. Use hand signals. We've got to keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
Everyone here, Sergeant? Good. Men, we have 2 jobs to do. Capture the rustlers and return the stolen cattle. I hope we can do this without bloodshed, but the job is going to be done. It's getting lighter every minute. We won't wait any longer.
Captain, look. Look across the clearing. It's a long line of Mexican soldiers. About 100 cavalry, a couple of 100 foot soldiers.
Ah, I see them. Well, this calls for a change of strategy. We can't retreat now. If we do, none of us will ever get back across the river alive.
What are your orders, sir?
Form the men into 2 ranks of 15 men each. We shall march straight forward.
Straight forward? Right at the enemy?
Right at the enemy, Sergeant. We shall try a great bluff. I hope it works.
Yes, sir. All right. Form 2 lines, men. 15 men to a line. Ready? Forward. March. Mexicans are puzzled, Captain.
I expected they would be, Sergeant. We're about 100 yards from them now. To the rear! March!
Madre mía. Those crazy Americanos, they beg us to follow them. Shall we not do so, mi general?
No, Major Garcia. I do not like the looks of this. It may be a trap.
They would appear small in number to lure us into an ambush of many soldiers.
There were but 30 of them, and we are 300.
Correction, Major. We see but 30 of them.
But how can
they be... Silencio, Major. We wait. It is better that we see...
But, General, I tell you that you...
Company, halt!
Take cover, men. Hold your fire, unless you're fired upon.
It worked, Captain. Your bluff worked. They've not made a move in our direction.
When you're outnumbered, it's better to puzzle an enemy than to attack him.
Those Mexicans, they don't know what to make of it.
What do we do now, Captain?
We sit tight. We can't retreat. If they find out how few we are, we're done for. We must send for reinforcements.
Reinforcements?
I shall ask Major Moreland for a detachment of cavalry. He said he could send aid if we were besieged. Detail a man to take a message back to Fort Ringgold. Find someone who won't get caught.
Yes, sir. Well, how's about Private Meeks? Why, he could wiggle through a mess of barbed wire and never get himself scratched.
Very good, Sergeant. And aid is imperative, for the Rangers are outnumbered 10-1. Signed, McNally commanding.
Captain, here's Private Meeks. I told him about the detail.
Good. Meeks, give this note to the commanding officer of the fort.
Yes, sir.
Think you can make it back all right, Meeks?
Captain, sir, there's nothing alive can stop me.
Good luck, Meeks. So, they've started shooting. Sergeant Duncan, warn the men to fire only when they have a good target in their sights. We can't afford to waste ammunition.
Yes, sir.
Me, General, we have not yet attacked in force.
Major Garcia, I have ordered 4 charges. Each one has been repulsed. Those Americanos shoot with too great accuracy.
If we but ordered all the men in one big charge...
And have no soldiers left in support. Major, you talk, but you do not make sense.
See me, General.
What are our losses?
20 men dead, 34 wounded.
And the Americanos?
I do not know. I have seen none, 4.
Perhaps we should consider a flag of truce. Perhaps we can persuade the Americanos to go back across the Rio Grande.
What's the meaning of this, Lieutenant Jones? Major Moreland sent you to help us. Now you're preparing to leave.
Captain McNally, your position here is untenable, sir. Sometime tonight, those Mexican troops will make an attack. And such a night attack can't be repulsed by so small a force.
You think not?
Well, sir, even the 30 cavalrymen in my command merely double your force. That's 60 men against maybe 600. No, Captain. I must take my troops back to Fort Ringgold. Your position's hopeless. If they attack tonight, you and your men will be wiped out.
We shall give a good account of ourselves.
Goodbye. And good luck, Captain.
Goodbye, Lieutenant.
Captain, there's a flag of truce over on the Mexican side.
I see it, Sergeant. Good. Order the men to hold their fire. Send 10 men to me. Order the others concealed.
Yes, sir.
Ten men reporting, Captain.
Very well, Psyker. Men, line up behind me. Have your guns ready. I think this flag of truce is genuine, but we take no chances.
Americanos! It's a flag of truce.
We recognize it. What do you want?
Senor, permit me to introduce myself. I am Major Garcia.
I'm Captain McNally.
My general has ordered that you and your men shall leave Mexican territory.
We came to get a herd of stolen cattle and the men who stole them. Tell your general that we're not leaving until you've delivered the rustlers and the cattle.
Capitan, I assure you that will be done through regular channels.
Through regular channels? Well, that means never. I assure you, Major Garcia, that we shall take both the cattle and the thieves back with us.
As you wish, Capitan. How many men have you in your force?
Enough.
Enough? That's a strange answer.
That is the correct answer.
Senor Capitan, may we have a truce for the night?
Why should we grant a truce?
Just for the night. Our men, they need the rest.
On one condition, Major.
See, and that is?
That you return two horses and a gun we lost during the fighting.
It's agreeable.
Very well.
And in return, Capitan, may we remove the body of a lieutenant? He was killed in a charge this morning.
Yeah, you may.
Gracias, Capitan. Muchísimas gracias.
The truce remains in effect until you deliver the horses and gun tomorrow morning.
Sí, señor. Muy bueno. Hasta mañana.
Major Garcia, you have delivered the horses and the gun to the Americanos.
Sí, sí, mi general. Now we can start the battle, eh?
We can, but we do not.
No. Why not, general? We are nearly 900 now.
True, but how many are the Americanos?
I saw but a handful last night, general.
And how many were concealed nearby? You do not know. Neither do I. I do not care to risk the men needlessly. A soldier's life is of great value to himself and to his country. It must never be wasted.
Sergeant Duncan, I just can't stand this inactivity.
It is kind of trying, sir.
I intend to do something about it.
Yes, sir.
I'm sending word to the enemy that unless the stolen cattle and rustlers are delivered within 1 hour, I shall resume hostilities.
That's biting off quite a lot, ain't it, Captain?
No, not too much, Sergeant. It'll be dark within an hour, and our friends over there don't like to fight at night. If we have to fight our way out, it might as well be tonight when we have some advantage.
Yes, sir.
Have this message delivered under a flag of truce.
Right away, sir.
Captain. Captain McNally.
Yes?
Corporal Flanagan reporting, sir. Sure hope I haven't missed any excitement.
Not too much, Flan. We've done little but glare at each other for nearly 2 days. They've lost about 30 men.
And the Rangers, sir?
Not one's even been nicked so far.
Captain,
the message has been delivered. Well, look there, sir. It's two Mexican soldiers are coming back with our men.
So they are. Well, this meeting will tell the tale. Either they deliver or we fight.
Señor Capitán.
Yes, Major Garcia?
The general says that he will meet your demands. You shall have the cattle and the outlaws.
Oh, when?
Whenever you say, Capitán.
At daybreak tomorrow. You'll deliver the cattle and the rustlers across the Rio Grande near Fort Ringgold.
Si, it shall be done. And you and your men will now leave Mexico?
In due time. About 2 hours, I should say.
Muchas gracias, Capitán.
Why did you tell him 2 hours, Captain?
In 2 hours, it'll be quite dark. I didn't want him embarrassed by seeing how few men bluffed so many.
There's the sunrise gun at Fort Ringgold, Captain.
Yeah, well, the cattle should be along soon.
That is, if they're returned, Captain.
Why, Sergeant, you sound as if they might not be.
I'm not saying one way or t'other. I just don't trust certain folks.
Well, it appears Major Garcia will keep his word.
Yes, sir, I guess I was wrong. Say, that's him crossing the river now, ain't it?
I believe it is.
Oye, Capitán McNally.
Hey, here are the stolen cattle.
Yeah, I see them. Where are the rustlers?
I'm sorry, Capitán. We caught but one, and he...
Yeah?
Well, he tried to escape. We had to shoot him.
The others?
We are chasing them. Soon we shall capture them. We shall then turn them over to you.
Good, good. And are these all the cattle? There aren't more than 70 or 80 here.
Well, they're all we have found so far, but the search continues, sir. They shall all be returned.
That's good, Major Garcia. Thanks. Thanks for keeping your word so promptly.
No, it's nothing. Don't mention it, Captain. There is one little question before I go.
Yes?
Tell me, how many men did you have, Captain McNally?
Well, as I said before, Major Garcia, I had enough. After all, they were Texas Rangers.
And for the first time in history, cattle stolen and driven into Mexico had been returned to their rightful owners. Captain McNally turned the trick with a mere handful of men against hundreds of soldiers. An example of courage, resourcefulness, and bravery, characteristic of the Texas Rangers that has come down through the years as part of our inheritance. You have been listening to Inheritance, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. We are privileged this evening to hear from the past National Commander of the American Legion, Department of Ohio, Mr. Milo J. Warner.
Tomorrow is June 14th. On this day, in 1777, the American flag was first authorized by Congress. Since a presidential proclamation in 1915... we have celebrated this day as National Flag Day. The American Legion believes that today, perhaps more than at any time in our history, it is important that the American people examine the blessings of our heritage and reaffirm the principles and ideals which form this heritage. Tomorrow, on Flag Day, June 14, 1954, let us accord new honor to the symbol of our freedom, the flag of the United States of America. The American Legion has invited all liberty-loving Americans to join in a patriotic movement, pledging new glory for old glory. This Legion-sponsored program calls for, one, a proud display of the stars and stripes, particularly on national holidays. Two, observance of proper flag etiquette. Three, knowledge and remembrance of our flag's dramatic history. And four, a new recognition of the Star-Spangled Banner as a symbol of freedom in today's world. Let us as Americans never be so complacent, so sophisticated that the sight of our flag leaves us unmoved. We need not be ashamed if we feel a tug at the heartstrings when we see the broad stripes and bright stars of our land, for we know that it signifies liberty, equality, and a government of the people under God. Proudly we hail the flag which flies for 150 million Americans of every religious, national, and racial origin in the world. Humbly, we remember those who have secured the rights which it represents.
Thank you, Mr. Milo J. Warner. Next week, Inheritance will take you on another journey through the pages of history, to a time when Americans, dreaming of the future, forged that which we possess today. Today's story, The Texas Rangers, was written by Ted Weir and featured Lyle Talbot as Captain McNally. Included in the cast in order of their appearance were Charles Smith, Howard Culver, Bibby Janis, Clarence Strait, Robert Easton, Jack Carroll, Leroy Leonard, and Tony Barrett. The original music was composed and conducted by Robert Armbruster. Inheritance is produced and directed for the National Broadcasting Company and the American Legion by Albert McCleary. This is John Wall speaking. Senator Ralph E. Flanders will meet the press tonight on the NBC Radio Network.